Ladies and gentlemen, we've looked at all the angles, and on my regular weekday show, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, The Real Alex Jones on X, and on X as well, the Alex Jones Network, we've been laying out the fact that Trump is going to win in a landslide, but it doesn't mean it'll look like a landslide because there's so much fraud baked in. But they've only got so much fraud, so many dead people, so many illegals, so many just phantom folks like in Michigan that aren't even real people, but they now admit 500,000 of them are there that aren't registered voters, but the state's going to let them go ahead and vote. And then you've got Alabama taking a bunch of illegal aliens off the ballot a few weeks ago, and the federal judge comes in and says put them back on. Same thing just happened in Georgia. Same thing yesterday in Virginia, where there's a bipartisan state law passed over a decade ago. The illegal aliens can't vote. Well, that's already the law, but they have another law saying that. Now the Fed said, hey, they stay on. It goes on and on. And then you saw Texas a month ago. The Secretary of State said we're being threatened by the feds, so non-citizens, people with non-citizen IDs can vote. You can check all this. It's all on record. There's a bunch of other examples. Now in Washington State, ballot boxes are getting burnt. Democrats are getting caught breaking into them in other areas. And in Nevada, just a few hours ago, their Supreme Court said for 3 days after the election, ballots with no postmark or date on them will be counted, so they can just find out how many they need when Trump wins next Tuesday and just keep stuffing and keep delivering them just magically there, and then they've got what they need. It's the same story. So instead of trucks arriving at 3 a.m. In Detroit and being brought in all for Joe Biden, now they're just, whatever they need is just put into the mailboxes with no dates on it, total fraud. So the system is totally desperate. I don't think it'll be enough to steal it from Trump, but this is just insane. But regardless, the journey is the destination. Big Pharma, the New World Order, the child trafficking, the globalists trying to start World War III. It's all out in the open. It's the hottest issue everywhere. All the top talk show hosts are anti-New World Order now. The revolution is happening right now. So pray for Trump. Pray for America. We're not going to be violent if they steal it. We're just going to expose it. They're going to try to string the election out for weeks so they can try to create some type of, you know, fight on the ground. Democrats are saying they're not going to certify Trump if he does win. Congressman Jamie Raskin and others.
You know, they want to kick it to Congress, so it's going to be up to us on January 6, 2025, to tell the rampaging Trump mobs that he's disqualified. And then we need bodyguards for everybody in civil war conditions, all because the nine justices, not all of them, but these justices who have not many cases to look at every year, not that much work to do, a huge staff, great protection, simply do not want to do their job.
And they're talking about civil war conditions, and Carville's calling for armed uprisings while they claim we're going to do that. So we're not going to get violent. We're just going to keep exposing them. And 4 years ago, they were denying this even after the election. Now it's all out in the open. They're having to say illegals can vote and all the rest of this crap in front of everybody. And now ballots in Nevada for 3 days after with no postmark are good, so they can deliver any amount of fraud they need. So we are forcing the monster out in the open. We're forcing him to take the mask off. We're winning the war. If the globalists steal this battle, and I'm not getting you ready for that, I think Trump's going to win. So decisively, too big to rig. But even if they do, we are winning the war. It'll be a Pyrrhic victory. They'll win this battle, but it'll even further discredit them more. But I grew up Tucker Carlson last night in Madison Square Garden when he said, look, she's so unpopular, there's no way anybody's going to buy this. So we are at an incredible juncture right now. Everybody needs to be completely focused and need to educate everybody around you because people are ready to wake up. Everything I've talked about for 30 years has been confirmed. It's all out in the open, and InfoWars could be shut down in 14 days. It's emblematic of the climate of danger and tyranny and how much the truth threatens the establishment. And it's not just me doing important shows. It's not just other folks like Tucker Carlson. It's you who decides to share these reports and get the information and share it with others because the mind is very fertile to the truth. The Great Awakening is happening now, and I need you to follow us on the new Alex Jones Network in case they shut down InfoWars at AJN Live for Alex Jones Network, AJN Live on X. And I need you to support our sponsors that are separate from InfoWars, the AlexJonesStore.com with incredible supplements, t-shirts, ball caps, hoodies, incredible supplements that are the very, very best that are game-changing, and you're funding the second American Revolution. So now it's critical, plus they're great products. I want to thank you all for your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support. Take action now. History's happening now. We've proven we're the tip of the spear. We're the most effective at waking people up with the truth. And I really humbly ask you for your support. And if you don't stand up for people standing. Many of the supplements available at thealexjonesstore.com are the latest cutting edge, highest rated game changers that have been discovered through research. And that's wonderful. But many of the products there are known, tried and true staples like elderberry. It's just that ours is high quality, very strong, concentrated, and at a competitive price. Especially if you get more than one bottle, then it's some of the best prices you'll find anywhere. And your purchase funds our operations against the globalist, a 360 win. So get your concentrated elderberry, particularly right now in the fall and winter, and you take it as a preventative ahead of time. And what the wives' tales said hundreds of years ago, now with modern science we know, it boosts your immune system, it's antiviral. So now, high-quality ultimate elderberry, scientific name, Sambucus, available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's good for your body, and it funds the InfoWar.
It's Tuesday, October 29th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this thing. Get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, coming to you live from Austin, Texas, here at the InfoWars headquarters. 1 week. We are 1 week away from Election Day. Next Tuesday, the fate of America and the fate of the world will be decided one way or another. Very exciting stuff, and we have a lot of election news to talk about. We'll be taking your calls, of course, and we'll be talking to Noel Fritch about a very interesting tactic perhaps being pursued by some of the states devastated by the hurricane. What are they going to do if, you know, every polling place got washed out? Well, there's a very interesting tactic being looked at, and we'll tell you all about that. A lot to cover, a lot of videos to get to. And let's just get into it. Here it is, your Daily Dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Tuesday, the 29th of October, 2024. Police believe three fires at Washington, Oregon ballot boxes are linked. Police believe three suspected arsons at ballot drop boxes in northwestern U.S. states of Washington and Oregon are linked and have identified what they believe is a suspect vehicle in Oregon, officials said on Monday. Two separate blazes erupted in Portland, Oregon on Monday, damaging three ballots, and Vancouver, Washington, destroying hundreds, officials said. They said the two blazes resembled a third fire at a Vancouver ballot box on October 8th that did not succeed in damaging any ballots. I believe we actually have a video of that. Clip number 12 here, Clark County Elections. Ballot drop box at the Fisher's Landing Transit Center was lit on fire this morning. That's the title of the post. Here's a crazy idea. Hear me out. What if we don't leave our sacred votes in unguarded boxes on the street corner? I know it's crazy because, you know, we've had mail-in boxes for like 2 or 3 years now. So it's like, you know, far be it for me to suggest such a drastic change in a long-held tradition. But what if we don't leave the sacred votes of our citizens by the hundreds in open boxes on the street corner? I know, crazy idea, but I'm just throwing it out there. What if we didn't do this? What if this wasn't a thing? What would happen then? It would be safer and actually count. I mean, what are they going to do? Everybody's ballot got burned. Oh, well, sorry. That's just what happens. Are they going to try to contact people, everybody in the area with the ballot saying your ballot might have been destroyed? I mean, what do you do? What do you do? Hundreds of ballots up in flames. You can't look at them. You can't read the ballots. You can't look at them and go, oh, this one was from Stacy. We'll go tell her. No, it's all ash now. So it's a bad system. So it's a bad system and it should be completely revamped. Speaking of being a terrible system on purpose, rife for fraud on purpose, top Nevada court says unpostmarked ballots received after U.S. Election Day can be counted. What? I'm sorry, unpostmarked ballots? can be accepted after Election Day. The Nevada Supreme Court on Monday ruled that mail-in ballots received after Election Day without a postmark may be counted, a loss for Republicans in a battleground state that could determine the next president and control of the U.S. Congress. The seven justices affirmed a lower court ruling against Donald Trump's presidential campaign and the RNC, which sued to block a Nevada Secretary of State's office policy proposal that ballots received by the third day after the election without a postmark be counted. I don't understand how. How does it get there if it doesn't have a postmark? I genuinely don't understand. The idea is that, you know, if you get your vote into the post office on time, it gets postmarked. So it's not your fault if it shows up a few days later. But in this case, they don't have to have. How are you getting the ballot? Nevada Supreme Court decides Democrats get to print as many ballots as they want for a few days after the election and just count them right there where they print them. I guess that's the thing that's happening. If a voter properly and timely cast their vote by mailing their ballot before or on the day of the election and through a post office omission, the ballot is not postmarked. It would go against public policy to discount that properly cast vote, the court's majority said. Okay, so they're saying that you can accept ballots that don't have postmarks on the off chance that the post office forgets to postmark your piece of mail. Okay. Is that a thing that happens? No, it's not. I mean, literally, there's just no other reason to do this if you're not cheating. Like, there's no other reason. There's no other reason. I mean, that's just insane. Yeah, in case the post office forgets to run the mail through the machine that every piece of mail is run through, and they forget to add a postmark. All right. No, okay, yeah, fine. Maybe they should all be lit on fire. Maybe that was a good thing in some weird, twisted way. Yeah, we'll try to continue to contend with the just sheer ridiculous insanity that is the electoral process, so-called, right now, including I have some exclusive and very interesting news, sort of a follow-up to our coverage of potential fraud last Friday. I'll get to that in just a little bit. Meanwhile, Kamala Harris, and this is one of maybe the weirdest story of the election cycle so far, Kamala Harris's VP choice, Tim Walz, had secret fling with daughter of top Chinese communist official during teaching stint in China. This is a strange story, okay? Tim Walz apparently had a romance with Jenna Wang, daughter of a CCP official in 1989. She said her father, Bin Hui, would disown her for fraternizing with a Westerner. Racist.
We all thought that he was into Wang.
Yes.
Just not
very,
that Wang.
Very good point. Very good, albeit juvenile point. Yes, that's very true. Here's the thing. Nobody really knows what to make of this because people are suggesting this story was planted by the Democratic Party because they want to make Tim Walz seem
not gay.
Well, I was going to put it more tactfully than that. But yeah, not gay. Not gay and not like off-putting. It's very, you know what I should have done is grab the video. There are videos, people where, you'll have two girls. They're like out on night on the town. It's a guy walking around interviewing people. And he'll go, you know, would you date me? And one girl's like, no. And the other girl's like, yeah, I would. And the first girl goes, yeah, maybe I would too, actually. And it's hilarious. It's like, okay, you're literally just going off. So I'm just giving you a deep secrets of the female psychology. Whether they're attracted to a man is determined almost entirely by whether other women are attracted to that man. So if Tim Walz is a man that this Chinese girl, who is probably very skinny and pretty, if she's willing to be disowned by her own family, if she is willing to risk being ousted from her a billionaire heiress position and disowned by her own family. I mean, Tim Walz is probably, he's probably a pretty good catch. He's probably not totally like off-putting, you know, that creepy feeling that you get up your spine anytime you see him try to act like a real human being. That's wrong. You shouldn't think like that. He's actually very attractive. Trust us. This Chinese woman in the 80s was super into it. Okay, so that's one suggestion, is that this was planted by the Harris campaign to make Tim Walz look not repulsive to women. Okay, interesting, because what this really is, because here's the other little secret of this. He is repulsive to women, and there's no real reason why a Chinese, you know, billionaire heiress would be interested in him in the first place, let alone risk being disowned by her family for dating a Westerner. What happened here is that he was honeypotted by a communist agent. So if this was a plan or a plant by the Kamala Harris campaign, it's not doing you any favors, actually. Actually, when people look at that and go, wait, that pretty Chinese girl was into Tim Walz? I don't think so. What's the ulterior motive for that? Oh, right. She was the daughter of a high-ranking Chinese communist, and she was being used to honeypot the gullible American idiot, useless moron. Useful idiot, I should say. He had a clandestine romance with the daughter of a high-ranking Chinese communist official. It reads like the plot of 90% of the books on Audible.
After seeing like how ugly his kids are, don't you think she's like super relieved?
You know? No comment. No comment on the children. I'm above such things.
I'm not.
I think we may be missing a story from the Daily News, perhaps. I think we only have four. One of them got printed twice. We'll figure out what that is. But this is a very huge story that is very illuminating about the media landscape, as well as the... Got it. Thank you. Okay. Yes, I have it. This story gives a lot of insight into not just the media landscape, the corporate control, but also the real cultish nature of the Democrats. Washington Post flooded by cancellations after Bezos' non-endorsement decision. Over 200,000 subscribers flee Washington Post after Bezos blocks Harris endorsement. Owner Jeff Bezos blocked the Washington Post from endorsing a presidential candidate less than 2 weeks before Election Day. The editorial board had drafted an endorsement for Kamala Harris. Because of course they did. 200,000 people canceling this digital description. Choosing to let democracy die in darkness, I guess. They chose darkness. This isn't good. It's so funny because, even, you know, recently this has been like even more of a talking point on the left, is the danger that Donald Trump poses to the media, because he talks about, you know, revoking licenses of CBS when they blatantly and unapologetically totally change an answer during a primetime presidential interview with Kamala Harris, and then doing it again with Mike Johnson. A perfectly valid criticism, I might add, on Trump's behalf. But Washington Post might end as an institution because of the Democrats' hysterical partisanship. It really is appropriate, I think. I think they get exactly what they deserve. I don't think, in a way, I don't know. Maybe this is an issue that we need to get over. Like, is this weakness? I kind of feel bad for him. I shouldn't, right? They're our enemies. We should be stealing their horses and hearing the lamentation of their women. Like, I shouldn't care that our enemies are being burned to the ground. But I also love America, and I actually have some sort of deep-seated reverence for long-held institutions in this country. Things like the Ivy League schools, or like, you know, these newspapers. Like, I just want them to not be captured by satanic psychopaths. I still kind of want them to exist. I just want them to do the thing they're supposed to do. I actually genuinely do think it's important that you have a powerful and important and influential and prestigious media landscape, on the understanding that it's there to hold the power to account. But so I don't know. I mean, this literally could take down Washington Post. I mean, they were not doing well already. I was already sort of laughing at them when a couple weeks ago. I mean, the deals they're running are pretty incredible. You could tell they were in trouble long before this particular scandal, when they're like, we'll give you 3 months for a dollar. Just can we have a dollar, please? Like, I just want a dollar. It's like, wow, that's very cheap. 3 months for a dollar or whatever they're offering. So you could tell they were really struggling to get subscribers there already. Now 200,000 of their most cultish readers have removed their subscription, not because Washington Post endorsed Donald Trump, but because they didn't endorse Kamala Harris. And now there's a lot of discussion as to why Jeff Bezos would do this. What's his motivation? What's behind the seeming transformation of the likes of Jeff Bezos and Mark Zuckerberg? I know one of the areas of speculation is that Jeff Bezos and his company Amazon spent literally billions of dollars because he wanted to have a television show version of Lord of the Rings. And then it was so infested and contaminated with leftist ideology that he has now shifted his entire worldview, that the Rings of Power was such a bankrupting disappointment and moral crime that Jeff Bezos is second guessing his entire worldview and foundational beliefs. That's one aspect of speculation, that he gave Lord of the Rings to a bunch of libtards and they created Rings of Power, and now he's voting Trump and probably a fascist. Yeah, we'll get back into that. The final story was this: Harris hopes Ellipse speech will recall Trump's chaos, but also evoke her own promise. Yes, we're a week away from the election. The candidates are making their final play, their last gasp, their closing arguments, if you will. We're going to look at those. We're going to talk about the actual topics, because it's totally my fault. But like, we're 1 week away from the election. We're maybe 3 weeks away from InfoWars like not existing anymore. And it wasn't until like last night, lying in bed, I'm like, oh, we should probably make a big deal out of that. We should probably have like some sort of thing, some sort of series of shows that either looks back over the entire candidacies and maybe goes through like every day. We could dedicate to one of the major topics of this, but it's info. But we're like constantly just having to deal with whatever new thing crops up. So I didn't even think about this, but I think we're going to do this. I think probably starting tomorrow, we're going to dedicate our shows in the final week run up to the election to like the really big topics, to get a fully fledged 30,000 foot holistic view of the topics. Tomorrow we'll do the border and immigration. We'll just focus on that and try to like highlight some of the biggest stories, talk about some of the numbers of what the actual topics are, with the intention of driving home and like illustrating the importance of the actual, like what's actually at stake at this election. Because in addition to focusing on the actual issues, crime and law and order versus, you know, in immigration, geopolitics and war, like the things that the president actually has an impact on and will determine the fate of the world moving forward, we need to focus on these and talk about these and talk about what's at stake, and depending on who gets elected in a week. And then there's things like abortion, which it's like it's just not actually like a real thing, like a real topic. Like it's nothing really all that different is going to happen one way or another. Like, it's done. It's over. Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade. It's gone back to the states. Trump's not going to do a federal thing. He's not. He said he'd like veto one if the Congress did. It's just kind of like a dead issue. It's not something that is motivating to Trump himself, certainly, in the big picture. I guess if Kamala gets in, then they'll want to do a federal ban, and it'll be contentious, and it'll be argumentative, and it'll just be another, like, just unnecessary aspect of friction in the American populace. It'll be annoying, but it's, like, not actually a thing. It's not nearly the equivalent to the millions upon millions of people pouring across our border, every one of which is getting thousands upon thousands of taxpayer dollars for free for breaking our laws. Like, these are things that actually will affect the demographics of the country itself, and et cetera, et cetera. And then you look at the topics that Kamala Harris is pitching, and it's like abortion. I know it is a big topic. It's very contentious, a lot of discussion about it, but like politically, in reality, the effect that it has on the things that the president is actually in charge of, not really a big deal. Not really that big of a deal, actually. And these are the things, and like transgenderism. Because we can just look over the last two presidential administrations. Like, we're in kind of a unique position right now where both of the candidates have track records, both track records within this decade, right? Normally, even if you have somebody, I mean, there'd be, you know, an 8-year rather than a 4-year gap between their presidencies. But we have, you know, the timeline, and we can look at what happened over Trump's administration, look at what happened over the Biden-Harris administration. And when it comes to things like abortion, Trump got the best Supreme Court justice ever. They overturned Roe versus Wade, and that's sort of it. That's where it sits. And then you have things like transgenderism. If you talk to leftist activists, if you listen to their interviews, they seem to think that transgender children and transgender surgeries, it's all hinging on this election. It doesn't actually have anything to do with the election, really. Culturally, maybe an impetus one way or the other would benefit one way or the other. But everything that's happening with transgenderism is happening in with medical boards and decisions being made by hospitals and universities. And the presidency can affect that. But again, it's not like a do or die thing in terms of the fate of the entire country. So we'll talk about the final closing arguments of both campaigns. Harris making the point that abortion is the only thing that matters. Forget inflation and not being able to afford childcare and the third world war that's breaking out right now. That's all to the side. You have to be able to kill your babies. Whereas Trump is making the arguments that actually matter and will be impacted by the choice of presidency. And when we get back, I'm going to show you, I got two pairs of videos to present to you. It's a very interesting contrast. We're going to do a little compare and contrasting with a couple of videos on the other side. So stay with us. The American Journal. Go to thealexjonesstore.com to support us. And you could win a truck. You got like one more day. I don't know how this is going to end. Want a truck, you better believe you've got one.
I didn't realize how good the VIP thing was. So when I saw this the other day, I said, I better talk about this. So if you're a member of the Alex Jones VIP Club at alexjonesstore.com/VIP, or there's just a big link at the top of the page, this is a critical time in our nation. We don't know what the future holds for the operation. The following information I'm about to relay to you is imperative so we can stay in touch, you can get great products, and keep me on the air one way or the other along with the crew. Monthly member credits. Every month as a VIP member, you get $40 of free store credit. Did you hear what I just said? That's right. It's like money in your pocket with the best products on the planet. So you pay $30 to be a VIP, and then you get $40 free. That's $10 you make. All the Alex Jones products at the best prices. We're talking about 10 to even 40% off the already existing sales. So sometimes it becomes lost leaders in the store 24/7, 365 days a year. This is an unbeatable pricing you'll never find anywhere else. Automatic double entries in any of the giveaways, like the awesome turbo diesel super truck, $138,000 value, plus $1,000 cash. The winner of the sweepstakes will be announced on the 30th this month. You want to win? I know you do. As a VIP, you'll get double entries in every single giveaway. No effort, just double your chances, just like that. Exclusive VIP-only giveaways. This is where it gets big, folks. VIP members get entered into their own exclusive giveaways every month. Nobody else is allowed in these. Early access to products, promos, and giveaways. VIP members get first access to new products, promotions, and giveaways before anyone else. You're in the know. Oh, and did I mention orders over $99? Free shipping. We're not letting shipping costs slow you down. It just goes on from there. So, thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. Or just at the top of thealexjonesstore.com, you see the VIP button.
Hey, everyone. My name is John. I have been selected this month as the VIP of the month winner. Surprisingly, I received this check for $1,000 in the mail. And it was awesome. It really did surprise me. I had no idea that it was coming. And I wanted to say thank you to everybody at the Alex Jones store. For taking care of us and getting our orders out quickly. Keep up the good fight.
We're fighting the new world order. I don't have millionaire backers. I am not controlled by anybody but my own soul, my own brain. I'm trying to do the best job I can. TheAlexJonesStore.com, it's up to you whether you want to back the number one broadcaster that the enemy hates the most. I mean, they literally hate my guts. Because they know I'm for real, and I can't be bought, and I can't be intimidated, and I'm wild, and I scare them. Ladies and gentlemen, when I say I'm excited about bringing you the ultimate gut cleanse, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com, I'm not joking around. We don't sit there and shoot in the dark. We go out and we find what are already the best-selling, highest-rated products in the country, and we say, hey, we'd like to private label it, but we'd like you to make it a little bit stronger for us, so it's proprietary. You got it right here. The ultimate gut cleanse. This is not just a gut cleanse. It's not just a detox. It doesn't just have natural ingredients that gently get rid of parasites. Oh, it's got that covered. It's then got a whole bunch of stuff in it, like saw palmetto, that's good for all your glands. And even the government admits great for men's prostates. And it goes on and on. I cannot read all the ingredients. They're concentrated. They're incredible. You want to get it right now at thealexjonesstore.com for between 30 and 50% off. 50% off if you do the combo and get it with the ultimate probiotic.
Taking a record of the hearts and minds of the American people, it's the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're 1 week away from election, and the topic that should be on everybody's mind is, of course, election fraud, or more specifically, election insecurity, the potential for fraud, the totally unnecessary changes made to the electoral process that are destroying our ability to trust our elections. That include mail-in drop boxes. We've already seen it abused and fraudulent votes caught in Mesa County, Colorado. Last night, three ballot boxes were burned. Hundreds of ballots destroyed, Northwest states, Oregon and Washington. And I told you last week about one of the suspicious ways in which Democratic operatives in back rooms are being tasked with copying by hand, redoing, revoting every single military ballot. And this is happening in Harris County in this case, but probably all over the place. And I expect to hear about this officially very soon. Things are happening. This is what I just posted about a minute ago. I've received reports of election insecurity that are shocking. In Harris County, Texas, Houston, the machines being used to tabulate ballots cannot accept ballots being sent in by overseas military voters. Every single military ballot is being opened and re-voted on a new ballot, and the original is destroyed. This is being carried out by Democratic operatives with little to no oversight. How do you think the men and women putting their life on the line for our country would feel if they knew their ballot was being entrusted to a liberal activist to copy by hand in some back room somewhere? This has been going on for weeks, but appears as though state authorities are now aware of what's going on. Expect to hear more about this soon, as well as some text reports describing this, saying, I don't understand why they don't just manually count the ballots. As best I can tell, they're tearing them apart, taping them back together, copying them, and then one Democrat reads to another Democrat the individual vote, and they vote again on a machine-readable ballot. Okay, so do you understand what's happening? The military is being sent ballots on 8 to 11 paper, standard letter-size paper. The tabulation machines apparently can't read these. Why they can't read these, we don't know. Why AI is being used, we don't know. Why they're being provided ballots that aren't able to be read by the machines that we use, who knows? Who knows why we do any of this stuff? It's insane, but this is what's happening. So it comes on an 8 by 11 piece of paper. Apparently, you like can't read it the way it's stapled. So literally, so they'll take a military ballot, they rip it apart because the staples make it hard to read or something, and then they tape it back together, and then they photocopy that, and then they take the photocopy, and one person reads out what choices are on that ballot, and another Democrat-appointed person sits there and fills out what is being said. And then I guess they paperclip those together, and then that gets put through the machine. But every overseas deployed active service member is having their vote opened and re-voted, duplicated, transcribed by Democrat operatives in a back room somewhere, one of which is reading out what they see and the other who's filling it out. Supposedly, honestly, we don't really know. We don't really know. Totally impossible to determine whether or not these votes are valid or not, because the personal information is like scrubbed from the vote itself. It's not good. It's not good, but the authorities are aware of it at this point, and we may be hearing as soon as today from Texas state authorities about this. But hopefully we've done some part in bringing awareness to just one of the myriad of bizarre workarounds that are being employed just arbitrarily by some dude who's been designated a judge by the Democratic Party. And there's like, yeah, we thought this was a great way to do it. Right? It's not like secret. It's not like what they're doing is being hidden. It's just totally untrustworthy, totally insecure, and totally haphazard. So there's that. So there's that. That's happening. And we'll see what happens with that. Now, I have a lot of videos to show you, and we'll start with a pair of videos about this topic in particular and about somebody who we probably haven't paid enough attention to in the election cycle up till now, and that is the man, Royce White, who is going up against the demon, Amy Klobuchar. And they had a debate, and he absolutely destroyed her on the topic of electoral security, voter fraud in the 2020 election in particular. So let's go to clip 11 here. This is Royce White debating Amy Klobuchar about the 2020 election theft.
Did Donald Trump lose Minnesota in 2020?
It would appear so. Yeah, it would appear so. But I can't be sure. And I don't think that that's dangerous to say. Again, I go back to the question, why is it okay that Amy and Kamala both have been open and public in questioning the security of the look. Your average voter machine, and this is the gaffe that the mainstream media has covered up. Your average voter machine has a chain of custody that doesn't even equal up to your average slot machine at a local casino. The reason is because the technology inside the voting machines are considered proprietary technology. And many people believe that you would need to see that technology or be able to forensic audit that technology to find out if there was widespread corruption. And I'm not saying that to undermine the integrity of elections in general, but this is something Americans should be concerned about, which I agree with Amy and Kamala from back in 2018. I don't know why the switch was so stark once they assumed control, and now all of a sudden the election is back on us to take back power, you could say. The switch of the narrative is disingenuous on face value, and I don't like it on either side. If the Republicans win and they say the elections are secure and we haven't solved those issues, I'll stand right up there in the United States Senate and say, don't play this game. If we haven't solved the election security issues, we need to solve them. Any sort of partisan bending of the narrative to try and silence Americans or quell their concerns is un-American, and it borders on being unconstitutional because it is freedom of speech.
Senator Klobuchar, did Donald Trump win 2020 Minnesota?
No, he did not. And I just want to quote my opponent's exact words. In an interview this September, he said, I think Trump won the election. I'm just going to go right out and say, I think he won the 2020 election. I think there was fraud. I think there's a lot of proof there was fraud.
Rebuttal.
So that is his exact words from just last month. And I think it is so important in this times of divisiveness, whether you're a Democrat, Republican, or independent, that we uphold the election result. If you're going to vote for Donald Trump, okay. If you're going to vote for Kamala Harris, okay. And one of my devotions as the chair of the Rule Committee has been to make sure that we have backup paper ballots. I have been advocating for this years. Good news, now 97% of voting places in America in states, whatever, have backup paper ballots. The only ones that don't are a few counties in Texas and a few counties in Louisiana.
Royce White, 30 seconds.
Well, I never said that I didn't think Donald Trump lost the 2020 election in general. I was asked if he lost Minnesota. And I'm not sure that the Minnesotans back in 2020 saw the benefit of a Donald Trump leadership. Certainly people that I know personally felt very differently about Donald Trump than they do now, and for good reason. And now I think a lot of people, especially black men, 18 to 44, which they're panicking about, see the America First policy approach as prudent. But again, I'm not sure what we're saying here. Either the machines are secure or they're not. Why would we need backup paper ballots if the machines are completely secure?
I think I love that ending point. It's a great point. She's like, the machines are perfectly secure. It's dangerous to question the machines. And I think we should have backup paper ballots. It's like, well, all right. So it's got to be one or the other, right? Royce White went on to post this little compilation. It is, says, this is why I'm running for Senate. I just had it. Clip number three. Let's go to clip number three.
Recently, also, I actually held a demonstration for my colleagues here at the Capitol, where we brought in folks who, before our eyes, hacked election machines. Those that are being used in many states, but are not state of the art from our perspective.
We're very concerned because there's only three companies. You could easily hack into them. It makes it seem like all these states are doing different things, but in fact, three companies are controlling them.
43% of American voters use voting machines that researchers have found have serious security flaws, including back doors. These companies are accountable to no one. They won't answer basic questions about their cybersecurity practices, and the biggest companies won't answer any questions at all. Five states have no paper trail, and that means there is no way to prove the numbers the voting machines put out are legitimate. So much for cybersecurity 101.
Yeah, so much for cybersecurity, you guys. So that was a compilation of Democrats. Amy Klobuchar herself expressing the truth you know, before they realized they needed to lie about the insecurity of election machines, the way that the software is proprietary. You can't look into it. You can't actually tell if it's secure or not. And here's the thing. Not only are they probably going to, in very real way, challenge the results of the election if and when Donald Trump achieves victory, but they're setting up an overthrow of the entire governmental system, if that's the case. They've talked about it. Civil war conditions, denying Trump intelligence reports, not certifying his election. I mean, they are planning on doing this. And I saw a video that was going semi-viral today of a TikToker saying that Kamala Harris would not certify the election for Donald Trump. Thing is, they changed the rules. It used to be that you'd go there on January 6th to certify or not certify. Because they didn't want the possibility of not certifying, they made it ceremonial. Basically, you cannot object to the results of the election anymore. They changed that in another one of their knee-jerk, ill-advised, haphazardly implemented policy changes on the basis of some sort of moral hysteria that they've cooked up for themselves, right? They imagine problems that don't exist. Then they implement real solutions to the imaginary problems, and it makes actual problems for everybody. So Republicans just want a fair election. We just want an ability and a mechanism by which the results can be questioned, challenged, and investigated. We tried to do that on January 6th. The Democrat fever delusion is that we're trying to overturn the election by using the constitutionally prescribed method of double-checking the election. And so to deal with the attempted overthrow, the insurrection of January 6, 2021, they changed the rules to no longer allow the vice president to object and to not certify the election, solving a problem that didn't actually exist, creating their problem now that when Trump wins the election, they're not going to have any mechanism by which to challenge that. But also they're probably just going to cheat. So, you know, whether Trump's declared the winner or not is not necessarily reflective of reality in the first place. But of course, all of this goes to the basic underlying fundamental dishonesty of the Democrats, which extends from and is perpetuated by and bolstered and upheld by the media arm of their establishment. Jeff Bezos, of course, tries to stem the bleeding from Washington Post, the, you know, Democracy Dies in Darkness paper, after their refusal to drink the Kool-Aid, their refusal to go down with the cult, their refusal to endorse Kamala Harris in an act of national suicide. Has caused the cult members, the truly faithful, the Kool-Aid drinkers, to leave them in droves. Because that's how these people are. And so Jeff Bezos, in an attempt to stop people from canceling subscriptions to Washington Post, of which apparently 200,000 people have, which again, you know, this is, there's a lot of insight to be gleaned here into the mind of all of these people, right? They don't really believe any of the stuff they claim. And I know we go over this over and over. You're probably sick of hearing it because it's so obvious. It's so overt. It's so constantly in your face. But it's important to remind you that, like, they don't actually care about these things. They don't actually care about free speech. They don't actually care about these institutions they claim to uphold. Right? How dare you? I mean, everything from January 6th, our sacred democracy. And it's like, well, wasn't your site, like, you'll have people on mainstream media who are like crying crocodile tears about January 6th, the imposition, the threat it posed to our sacred democracy, the house of our sacred, the temple of democracy that is the Capitol. It's like, wait, didn't you bomb it in the 80s? Like, wait, the person crying right now, didn't you set off a bomb there in the 80s as part of the Weather Underground before you got pardoned by Bill Clinton and now you run Black Lives Matter. Like, what the hell are you doing? You don't believe this crap. So like when they're crying these crocodile tears about the way the poor media is being mistreated, then the media is like, yeah, we actually are not so sure about this Kamala endorsement. And they're like, then you can burn. Then you can burn in hell, Washington Post. Like, they don't actually care about these things if they're not servicing their overall agenda, if they're not an active and unquestioning adherent to the mind virus, then it must be destroyed. So Jeff Bezos writes this article, "The Hard Truth, Americans Don't Trust the News Media," a note from our owner. Jeff Bezos is the owner of Washington Post, and he says this, "In annual public surveys about trust and reputation, journalists and the media have regularly fallen near the very bottom, often just above Congress. But in this year's Gallup poll, we managed to fall below Congress itself. Our profession is now the least trusted of all. Something we are doing is clearly not working." Now, we can keep going, but I think everything you need to know is in this first paragraph. I think I can answer all of your questions, Jeff, about what's going on here. First of all, pretty hilarious that he's talking about polls, I guess, comparing different groups of people, different professions, and their trustworthiness. Congress always very, very low. A little bit to be expected because half of the population is always going to distrust the representatives of the other half. Republicans are always going to distrust their Democratic congressmen, vice versa, and their politicians, and you expect them to bend the truth or, you know, phrase things in a certain way. How amazing is it that the one profession that has now fallen under Congress is the one profession whose entire point of existing is to tell the truth? I mean, that's the point of journalism. But every other profession ranks higher in truthfulness than journalists, because Jeff, pay attention when I tell you this. When you say something we're doing is clearly not working, that something is lying. It's lying. It's not working anymore. Now, if you told the truth, then you could be confused. Then you could act aggrieved. Then you could be baffled at this. You could say, look, we told the truth. People don't like it. Too bad. But what you were doing, that something you were doing that is clearly not working, are the lies that you're telling. They clearly aren't being believed. It's not complicated. It's not difficult to understand. It's not sophisticated. Just tell the truth. Just stop lying repeatedly over and over every single day about everything. That's a start. And then maybe rebuild some of the trust that you have systematically eliminated over the last several decades. And you got to understand what a crime this is. And this is why I sort of lament these major institutions falling into the hands of the people that run them now. I've told this before. My mom would always use the illustration for me that, like, trust, it's like building a wall or building a building, and every act of trustworthiness is just a single brick, but every act of untrustworthiness is a giant sweeping wrecking ball that destroys all of the work you'd already done. So Washington Post, New York Times, these institutions spent decade upon decade upon decade outliving all of their competitors, building up the trust and prestige and honor that they're supposed to then carry into the future and preserve for the further generations. But they decided it was so important to get Trump out that they were going to just sacrifice all of that. Like you've spent decades putting pennies in a jar, and now you're just going to break the jar and spend them all at once because it's just this important. Because you hate America and you hate Trump. And you're bad people. So, this shouldn't be a question. This isn't a question. And again, it's kind of convoluted because now the people that are actually destroying Washington Post are their most loyal leftist adherents who are happy that they're using all of the accrued virtue of Washington Post and spending it all to try to destroy Donald Trump. They're happy about that. But that's the thing. That's what you've created by lying, by manipulating, by deceiving, by creating and sowing this division in the American people and refusing to give even the slightest credence to the genuine concerns, genuine issues expressed by Trump and his supporters. You've created this class of rabid psychopaths who think and claim that they are championing democracy and free speech, but in reality will destroy you for even daring to not fully support them. Like, you don't have to go against them, but if you aren't as if you aren't sufficiently committed to their cause, then they'll destroy you outright. This is just another outgrowth of the, again, psychotic decade of lies that you've bombarded the American people with. We don't quite have time to go to it right now because I want to expand on it. We'll start the first 5 minutes with just another example, but I think a very good one in illustrating the process that goes on with the media lies. It's the Very Fine People hoax. And I think Mays put together, Mays, a Twitter account, put together a compilation of Jake Tapper talking about the Very Fine People hoax. And we've talked about this many times, but it's because it's not necessarily like one big lie, or it's not necessarily like getting one big story wrong. Like, you can point back to some times in the past where a lie like that caused major damage in this country. The lie of weapons of mass destruction, right? That was like one big lie that everybody bought hook, line, and sinker. But some you could say were trusting in people they thought were trustworthy in the intelligence agencies. Some people knew they were lying. Some people didn't. But, you know, even a lot of those places that did support it when it was revealed to be false, because they weren't lying on purpose, ostensibly, because they have whatever, but, you know, believable justification, they can say, well, we were lied to and this is terrible and we're sorry that we lied to you. We were tricked. Won't happen again, sort of thing. But the lies that we're dealing with now are compound. They have like compounding interest. They tell one lie, and then they tell another lie, and then they tell another lie, and then they portray all of these lies as if they represent a pattern, but it's really just a pattern of lies. And then because they've established the supposed pattern, the illusion, the deceit of a pattern, then they call you crazy for disbelieving it, even though it was a lie the whole time. It's this feedback loop process that we go through that is actually destroying people's trust in media, because we wouldn't even care that much if you got things wrong sometimes, if you had a different opinion than us. But it's the relentless cascade of lies, and how every lie builds on every other lie, and then the fact that we don't believe the lies being used to tell other lies about how we're in a cult, when all of your cult members will literally destroy your entire company for not sufficiently subjecting yourself to their preferred candidate. We'll be right back.
My mission on air is to tell the truth, to rally humanity, and fight the globalist. And we've done one of the best jobs out there thanks to your support. So we know InfoWars could easily be shut down on November 13th. We're going to find out. But regardless, we've got great sponsors that are backing us to make sure the message of liberty and freedom and the resistance to the WEF, Bill Gates, Barack Obama, King Charles, Kamala Harris, New World Order continues to be in their face and continues to keep myself and the great crew at the tip of the spear. So we have a great sponsor, the AlexJonesStore.com, with amazing t-shirts and caps and hoodies. They're really some of the best designs out there, and they fund the fight against the New World Order. But we've also brought you some of the very best supplements. And we could have had a whole huge line by now, but we want to go out to the very best companies and get agreements to private label already bestsellers that are the top rated. That way we know you're getting the best. So we've got the CMOS gummies, the CMOS capsules, total superfood. Then you have the mega superfood with over 90 ingredients, the optimal human. It's the best of the green drinks out there, hands down. Plus, the energy is amazing. That's all at thealexjonesstore.com. But now we are announcing the Ultimate Probiotic. That's the line, Ultimate. And it's just a very high-quality probiotic, the foundation that everybody needs at a very affordable price. Upwards of 50% off when you buy multiple bottles. Big sales. Everything's at least 30% off when it comes to the supplements at thealexjonesstore.com. This is a high-end, quality probiotic that helps your gut be healthier, helps you absorb nutrients better, helps your whole immune system, and you will find Ultimate Probiotic with $60 billion. That's a very high number if you don't know about probiotics, at thealexshowstore.com. A whole bunch of other great stuff's coming out in the next few weeks, so continue to check out the URL, thealexshowstore.com, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart for your support. We salute you.